This is Wired Wednesday with Ben Wilson.
Wired Wednesday.
And as always on a Wednesday, we're joined by local tech expert John Beeler. How's it going tonight, John?
It's going great, Ben.
Good, good. Let's get right to it. The days, I understand, of those, you know, plastic pill organizers with the initials of the days of the week could soon be a thing of the past. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's a new startup in New York City called Hero, and they have a new device that's coming to the market in the next month or so. And it basically is a pill dispenser, not unlike like a Keurig coffee maker. And at first I was like, oh, that doesn't sound very interesting. But then I read into it a little bit more, and especially with the older population, they tend to have to take a lot of different pills, and it can be really problematic to keep track and make sure that they actually take them. So they've devised this machine that you can load with up to 10 different prescriptions, and it will actually dispense one pill at a time in a cup of each of the different prescriptions that you have. So if the person has to take 10 pills, you can load the hoppers of this machine with the prescription, and then it'll dispense one from each prescription. So you have one cup that you have to take. For a smart device, that doesn't sound so good. But then sort of the real market for this is for family members of these people that have to take these pills, because quite often the older generation has trouble remembering to take their pills, or they don't take all the right pills. And this machine actually keeps track of the prescriptions dispensed, and it can even notify a family member via a smartphone alert saying, you know, grandma's taken her pills, that kind of thing. So I think that's a lot of potential for really making life a lot easier for a certain segment of the population.
And in terms of the size and the cost?
It's roughly about the size of a coffee maker. And unfortunately, it's not terribly cheap. It's unclear whether this would be covered by health insurance, but the introductory pricing is about $3.99 for it.
This is pretty cool, too. A smartphone that can copy a 3D model just by recording the sounds of a 3D printer? How does that work?
Some researchers at the University in California, they discovered that with a certain kind of sound recording device, an app that they have on their smartphone, they could actually capture all the different whirs and noises that a 3D printer makes, because it's a lot of motors and actuators and those types of things that actually, you know, create the 3D printed object. And they were actually able to replicate that print from the sound file of the machine operating with over 90% accuracy. So that's pretty interesting as far as, and this is just basically the first try at it too. So I imagine it'll only get better as they get more sophisticated with their microphones and that type of thing. So being able to copy something just by the sound of it is really interesting and kind of scary, depending on which side of the cash register you're on.
I was going to say, kind of spooky. Is it available now, and what, in terms of the cost, what are we looking at?
Well, it's really a proof of concept. It's not really something that I don't think will be widely available, because it is kind of dangerous in that sense that it can copy anything. But it's really something that's been in development at the University of California. So no real timeline for availability or cost. But I would imagine people are going to start thinking about this and maybe coming up with their own solutions that mimic that functionality.
Yeah, for sure. And finally, Samsung Galaxy S7 launch. Tell us about that.
So I actually just got my hands on the new S7 this morning, and it's got some pretty interesting new features that I think a lot of people would be interested in checking out. One of the big things with the new S7 is that it's completely waterproof. The demonstration I was at today, the host literally took it out of his pocket, put it in a fish tank, and then halfway through the presentation took it out and then continued to do a demo on it right out of the fish tank. They've also started really pushing big on the VR side of virtual reality side of things with their phones. And their phones have kind of been a leader in big screens that have that capability. And they're actually now bundling with pre-orders of the phone a headset. So you can actually put your phone in this little headset. You wear it with like, it's kind of like a big ski goggle type thing. And then you can experience virtual reality. And there's a lot of games and experiences you can get, as well as things like Facebook are now allowing you to view 360-degree video, which is really kind of interesting. And, you know, so if you're skiing down a mountain, you can actually look around as you're going down the mountain, virtual reality style. And the other thing that they came up with is really interesting, too, is a lot of people, when they upgrade to a new phone, it's always a big hassle to, you know, transfer your old settings and your old files and your photos and all that kind of stuff. They're actually including in the box now a little adapter, and it's not that fancy of an adapter, but it's what it does is really cool. You can actually plug in any other Android phone, and it'll just copy everything right over. But even if you have an iPhone, it'll allow you to copy all your photos, your music, anything like that that it has access to. So it makes it the whole upgrade process really easy just by including the cable that you need to actually do it.
Thank you, John, for talking with us tonight. We'll talk to you in a week.
All right, take care.
That's local tech expert John Beeler. Listen for Wired Wednesday every week here on News 1130. I'm Ben Wilson. Coming up in just over 60 seconds, traffic and weather together on the ones.